And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and summer often brings music in the air, some of it outdoors, and some of it, a lot of it still indoors, and a lot of it of late, for the last three summers, comes from the Willie Street Chamber Players, one of the founders of which is Piranha Mirnazari, and welcome back to the midday, Piranha Mirnazari.
Hello, Norm. Good to see you.
So, you know, it's no mean feat to establish a chamber music series, but congratulations. After, I think, three going on four seasons, you're there.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing and mind-blowing to think that this is our fourth year and next year will be our fifth year, and we're still going strong and very, very excited about this upcoming season as well.
So you're doing something people like, clearly.
We like it too. We hope that we can share what we like with people that like it as well.
There you go. Yeah, you seem to be having a good time in these performances and a lot of variety in the musical offerings. And you have a concert coming up Friday night.
So yeah, our concerts on Fridays begin at 6 p.m. And we started three summers ago, we decided to start at this sort of earlier time and have our concerts be roughly an hour and a half, no intermission, and a fun reception afterwards to really engage in our community. We wanted it to be a community event, accessible, innovative, and it has really turned into that, and we're really happy to continue going.
Yeah, it's almost, this is overstating it, but like a party with music.
Yeah, I mean, we're all pretty upbeat people, so we do enjoy the occasional party.
So this performance on Friday is the first of how many this summer?
So this summer we have six total performances, three of which are part of our regular Friday evening season, three of which are in the community and free. And all of this information is available on our website, williestreetchamberplayers.org. And this first Friday is our first concert of our Friday evening season that is at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Spate Street on the east side.
And that's Willie Street with a Y.
Correct.
Except no substitutes. Who knows what you'd find if you looked with the other spelling. So Willie Street with a Y. And on this Friday concert agenda, what offerings will you have?
We have a phenomenal guest artist, mezzo Jasmina McNeil, flying in right now as we speak. I'm pretty sure she's landing in Madison right now.
Listen carefully.
She is flying in from the East Coast. She's a dear friend from high school, actually, that has her career as a singer is just like blossoming. And we're so happy to have her with us. She came to Madison for the first time, actually, this last April and sang with the Pro Arte. She sang The Cross of Snow by John Harbison with the Pro Arte Quartet, and we got a chance to reconnect. And since you know us in the group, she really just fits into our personalities, and we're really excited to have her with us.
Great. And Willie Street Chamber Players, it's a little bit modular. In other words, the number of players and the combinations change a little bit from concert to concert?
Correct. I have a really amazing time programming, and I do like variety. And a lot of our programming has mostly strings in it, but we try to invite guest artists that maybe play different instruments, like voice. And our second concert of the season at Emmanuel will have saxophone, Les the Mig playing arias from Porgy and Bess, and we all love Porgy and Bess.
Sax and then, would be a good combination.
Yeah, that's going to be a really kind of moving concert. And then our final concert, it has flute and clarinet. Our new professors at UW, Timothy Hagen and Alicia Lee, will be joining us, as well as our friend Thomas Kasdorf on piano with a delightful bunch of short, exciting pieces.
And you find occasionally pieces that are a little bit out of the way by major composers, though, such as Glazunov.
Correct. To be honest with you, Glazunov has not been necessarily my go-to composer, but when I was, doing a lot of research with quintets that involve two cellos, because we have two amazing cellists in our group, and I always want to showcase our amazing cellists, I came across this Glazunov quintet, and I immediately fell in love with it, and the whole group is just like attaching themselves to it, because every single movement is special in its own way and has tremendous character and lyricism and really excited to play it.
And so we'll give you some idea of what this sounds like, because it is kind of a rarity, actually, this quintet by Glazunov, who was one of the really great early 20th century Russian composers and teachers of Shostakovich, for one.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
This is the finale from that string quintet in a performance that features members of the Renano Quartet. There you have the finale of that string quintet by Alexander Glazunov. That was the Renano Quintet playing, but you can hear the entire quintet played. That was this one on this Friday night, Perrin?
It's actually on the 20th. It's on the program with the Porgy and Bess.
Oh, interesting combination. Yeah. Those are two composers who were contemporary, actually. Gershwin and Glazunov, but you never would have thought of them in the same breath. At least I wouldn't have till now. A good combination, though. So that's Friday the 20th?
Friday the 20th of July. A couple really interesting things that we're doing this year that we're looking forward to is we have 2 weeks where we're doing a sort of happy hour open rehearsal. You can check out our website and Facebook for more information on those.
That's Willie Street.
Chamberplayers.org.
WillieStreetChamberplayers.org.
And our family concert this year is Friday, July 13th at 12 p.m. so that we can get all the kiddos to come. And it's at the Goodman Community Center. And this year we are really targeting children and kids and youth of all ages by creating a programmatic program of pieces, and we have the script all laid out and everything. We all are big educators and love to be able to share what we're doing with the little people.
So programmatic, you mean music that describes specific things?
Yeah, we will be playing Boccherini's, it's called Night Music of the Streets of Madrid.
Yeah, the Retreat of the Night Guard, yeah.
And we'll also be playing a piece by Gabriela Lena Franck, an Andean walkabout, and we'll have some Peruvian instruments. And the really cool part about our family concert is that we'll have a petting zoo. So we'll have some violins, violas, and cellos, and the Willie Street Chamber Players will help you play your dream instrument for a few seconds. And we'll also have some of the Peruvian instruments that Gabriela Lena Franck uses as a way that she describes how her heritage.
I have found it really fascinating at those instrument petting zoos to see how much difference there is among children who are picking up an instrument for the first time, and some of them just really seem to just pick it right up.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
It's a fascinating exercise. So that's on the 20th.
That is on the 13th. Friday the 13th, okay. At 12 p.m.
But don't take our word for it. Check the website.
Correct. You know,
get it all right there in black and white. And which concert are you going to be playing the Brahms Quintet?
So this Friday, we will be playing three pieces with Jasmina McNeil, mezzo and strings, a variety of actually all new works, Caroline Shaw, Colin Jacobson, and a really interesting piece by Mike Kelly. And then the final piece on the program is Brahms Quintet in G Major, Opus 111, which is pretty much one of my favorite pieces in the world.
It's a monument. Yeah. And what about the last movement?
Oh, it's an exciting one.
Okay, that's good enough. And we'll hear that in a performance that comes from the Juilliard String Quartet with added violist Walter Trempler. Well, that was fun.
Very fun.
How much fun is it to play?
Oh, more fun than it is to listen.
Even so, it sounds like a handful.
Oh, yeah. It's Brahms.
He often does not cut the performer a lot of slack. There are a lot of wonderful dancing rhythms there in the finale of the string quintet number 2 in G by Brahms. That was the Juilliard String Quartet with added violist Walter Trempler, but it will be performed by the Willie Street Chamber Players in one of their upcoming concerts. And so let's see, it's 5 concerts this summer?
We have a total of 6 concerts,
counting
actually.
The children's concert.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so 3 of them will be at Emmanuel, 3 of them are around town, free concerts. And yeah, all info is on our website, WillieStreetChamberPlayers.org, Willie with a Y.
Got it.
And we hope to see you on Friday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Parana Miranazari.
And thank you for having me, as always, Norm.
Look forward to your next visit.
Thank you.